This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Susan Stamberg. Next week in Pamplona, Spain, quick-footed men mostly will risk their hides during the running of the bulls. Every day for a week, they will try to outdash the animals down the city's walled, windy streets. The tradition goes back to the Middle Ages. It's part of the Festival of San Ferminas. Pamplona is part of the Basque region of Spain. It's an area that straddles the Pyrenees, roughly the size of Massachusetts. The Basque people are proud to say that they have survived the Romans, the Visigoths, the Celts, and the Moors, all who were out to absorb their land and stamp out their culture as part of a greater conquest of Europe. Those empires have come and gone, but Basque territory remains. It's been a bloody history, punctuated most recently by false accusations that militant Basque separatists were behind train bombings in March that killed more than 200 in Madrid. For decades, separatist violence has pitted Basques against the Spanish government, but it's also set Basque against Basque. Victoria Mayolone is a Basque-American journalist who lives in San Francisco. She and her cousins and uncles and aunts, they live outside Pamplona, have traditionally avoided talking politics until last year's festival. This report is part of Worlds of Difference, a series on global cultural change.
When I was little, my father always told me,
"Be proud that you are Basque. Our language is the oldest in Europe. Our culture has mysterious origins. No one ever conquered us."
But it's taken me years to understand. My father's words may mean one thing to him, but they mean something else altogether to his brothers, to my cousins, and maybe to me.
It's the first day of the Running of the Bulls Festival, known as the San Fermines, and I'm standing here in the Plaza del Ayuntamiento, the City Hall Square. Imagine about 20,000 people crammed into a place that normally holds a couple hundred. Everyone's wearing white with red sashes around their waists and red scarves around their necks. People are drinking champagne, spraying champagne all over each other. They've got raw eggs they're tossing into each other. It's a mess. I'm trying to keep dry and clean.
For Hemingway and countless tourists, Pamplona is a Spanish city, but not for everyone. A young Basque man approaches when he sees my microphone.
Gora Euskadi.
Gora Euskadi. That's long-lived Basque country in Euskara, or Basque language. Pamplona is not officially part of the three northern Basque provinces that Spain considers semi-autonomous. The city is not subject to the laws made by the Basque Parliament. But the separatist group ETA wants the area to be part of a fully independent Basque state, along with three provinces in southern France. Other Basques don't want to break with Spain. My family is just as divided. The Spanish Civil War split us into two camps, the intellectuals who favored self-rule and the wealthy supporters of Francisco Franco, the Spanish dictator. We've always had a tacit agreement never to discuss politics. This year, I hope to break the silence. My father was born in a medieval village called Arroniz, in Navarra province, not far from Pamplona. Arroniz is practically a ghost town now.
Hola.
¿Qué tal estás, tío?
Every time my family gets together, we have what's called a chuletada. My cousin Juan Mari and I dust off an old grill.
Esto es un manjar de Dios.
This is a God-given delicacy, lamb chops roasted over dried grapevines.
Ahora empezará.
Now you'll hear that magnificent sound of the fat dripping on the grill.
La brasa, chisporroteando.
Sizzling.
Qué rico.
Salud.
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 Ardua eranda, moskortzen naiz, pipi erreta txoratzen naiz, korte jatzia lotxatzen naiz, nola de montre biziko naiz, bebiendo vino me emborracho, fumando pipa me mareo.
When I drink wine, I get drunk. When I smoke, I get dizzy. When I meet a girl, I can't talk. How am I ever gonna live?
When my aunt Yosune finishes her song, the evening turns, for the first time ever, to politics. My uncle Pedro offers the opening salvo.
Los etarras, ahí están los mejores hijos de Euskal Herria, ¿sabes? Son hombres que se sacrifican, ¿sabes?
Eta are the true children of Basque country. They've sacrificed themselves for the self-determination, the independence of their country. This is a country invaded by Spain and France. Don't get me wrong, I'm not against anybody. Spaniards can be good friends.
We're thunderstruck. My uncle Pedro, a shy 70-year-old farmer, the only one of my father's siblings never to have left the village, a revolutionary? I always knew he was a Basque nationalist, but I've never heard him say anything like this before. Eta, whose full name, Euskaditas Katasuna, means Basque homeland and freedom, has almost always been synonymous with violence. During my visit, there were bombings in Pamplona and Santander, and a bloody attack on a Spanish language school in Alicante. My cousins and I stare at my uncle. My cousin Juan Mari speaks first.
Yo tengo un sentimiento nacionalista.
I have a nationalist sentiment as well.
Pero considero tengo diferencias.
But I disagree with Pedro.
Yo sí que en su día pienso que la gente que militó en ETA.
When ETA first formed, they were the true children of Basque country.
Por supuesto, porque
había. They were responding to a very real threat and oppression.
La represión que sufríamos nosotros fue tremenda. Pero ahora los
now times have changed,
and
I see no purpose to armed resistance.
En la lucha armada.
Juan Mari says a referendum is a better idea, not that it's likely to happen. ETA called a ceasefire in 1998, asking Spain to let the Basques vote on their future. But Prime Minister José María Aznar refused. Juan Mari says if he had the chance, he would vote for independence.
Para mí lo ideal sería que Euskadi.
The ideal situation would be for this to be a Basque state. For it to be a country like Belgium or Holland. We have things that distinguish us from the rest of Spain. Our language, folklore, customs, features, our way of being. I feel proud that I can speak Basque, the language of our country, and the more people who speak it, the better.
Juan Mari is the only one of us 25 cousins who's fluent in Basque. He's the youngest of four boys. When his older brothers were children in the 1960s and 70s, Franco was in power, and Basque people were made to speak Spanish only. Juan Mari's mother was afraid to teach her children their native language. For Juan Mari, Franco died just in time. But his older brother Samuel wasn't so lucky.
Y una de mis.
One of the things I have stuck in my heart is that I don't speak Basque because it was prohibited during Franco's dictatorship. I don't want my sons, when I have them, to be raised speaking Spanish. I want them to learn what I couldn't.
It's strange hearing my cousins talk about this kind of repression. For me, coming here always felt like the opposite. Loading up on candy and sunflower seeds at the village store, playing all night outside the old stone church. I don't think I ever felt more free. A few days later, Uncle Pedro and I have lunch with his sister, my Aunt Mari Carmen, and her husband, José Mari. Mari Carmen was born poor, but her husband inherited his family's land and built a canned asparagus empire under Franco. As long as I can remember, their side of the family has been casually called the fascists. We drink a lot of wine before they agree to talk.
Vasco, no.
We're not Basque. We're Navarros. Somewhere in our family tree there may be a few Basque last names, but we don't feel Basque.
When my uncle Pedro, the revolutionary, hears this, he gets up and leaves the table. Juan Mari shrugs.
cuando estaba Franco en el apogeo.
During Franco's time, you'd ask Basque people if they spoke Basque, and they'd say, I'm not a hick. I don't consider my wife Basque. She's like me. She may have a Basque last name, but the Basques have mixed with other people. Everything's become homogenized.
Mari Carmen has been fidgeting the whole time. She takes a long look at her husband before she speaks.
Por mi apellido, me considero Basque.
My Basque last name makes me Basque, even if my husband says otherwise.
That's how deep the divisions go here, driving a wedge between a husband and wife who lived together in the same house for 34 years. One looks in the mirror and sees a Spaniard, the other a Basque. I drive back to Pamplona to visit my cousin Gemma. He was always my most radical cousin. When we were teenagers, he taught me revolutionary songs. He spent time in jail for refusing to serve in the Spanish army. Now, Gemma is a minister of culture for a left-leaning political party. The party is agitating for cultural rights, for more Basque schools and the use of the Basque flag in official settings. But members don't want to break ties with Spain.
No creo que jamás se consiga la independencia.
I don't see independence happening. Maybe a strong level of autonomy to defend our cultural uniqueness. But I see the region becoming more and more mixed and pluralistic.
Gemma says he used to think violence was justified, if only because Spain under Franco was so violent. But things are different now. For him, the anger fades as the historical memory fades. Before I head home, I stop in Madrid to visit one last cousin in one last outdoor bar. Armando was a writer and photographer, and something of a family historian. Out of all my cousins, he's the one I have the strongest bond with. Whenever we saw each other as kids, we'd jump right into conversation. We still do.
No me interesa la violencia, ni los extremismos, ni la radicalidad.
I have no interest in violence, or extremism, or radicalism. I believe in common sense. Basque Country can't get anywhere by itself, so the fight for independence makes no sense. I feel profound sadness about the Basque situation. Now more than ever in Basque Country, you see more violence in everyday life. I see a dark future with more bloodshed.
But when I ask him how he feels about our family, he takes a deep breath, then he smiles.
I'm optimistic about our family. A lot of us are in the eye of the hurricane geographically, but we're evolving ideologically. I doubt we'll have the kind of confrontation that existed in the generation before us over nationalism.
Heading for the airport, I think about my family, divided along so many lines, lines of history and language, of geography and wealth, and it occurs to me that that's the way families, the way cultures, are. Take a few steps back and the lines that divide us look a lot like the lines that connect us, tangled nets that hold us together, generation after generation. Stepping back is a luxury I have. Living on the other side of an ocean. It's a luxury I wish on all my people. For NPR News, I'm Victoria Mauleon.
Worlds of Difference is a project of Homelands Productions. For photos and more about the Basques, visit our website, npr.org.
And you're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.